the Ritz. Makes
love
you
it.
Want to dance. Sue, you were tap dancing.
Oh, I was loving it.
I didn't know you had tap shoes.
I love
here.
The music we play here at 92.7 WOPM. I love it.
I didn't know you had your tap shoes.
See that?
Yeah. I didn't know we had wood floors either.
So graceful. All right.
You are. Like a butterfly.
Yeah.
Jen Ursillo's got your news for you this morning.
Thanks, Sean. Here's the latest. Ocean County has reported its first confirmed case of measles this year. The resident tested positive as of yesterday. The health department has not said where the person lives, but is urging residents to know the symptoms and to check with their health care provider if they think they've contracted the virus. Bergen County recently had a case of a resident who had traveled and became infected. Two passengers who were in a car crash in March in which a Toms River couple was killed have now been charged. 18-year-old Ryan Rivera of Toms River and 20-year-old Jake Beauchamp of Barnegat are charged with manslaughter and vehicular homicide. The driver, 18-year-old Carlos Martinez, has been ordered held until trial. He was clocked at going 118 miles per hour before the crash on Route 37, which killed 23-year-old Evan Fiore and his girlfriend, 21-year-old Kylie Armstrong. In the wake of the devastating floods that left at least 120 people dead in Texas, officials at Jersey Shore summer camps are reviewing their safety plans. The director of the Joseph Sitta Scout Reservation in Barnegat tells News 12 they have an emergency siren that is tested regularly along with a PA system and a dining hall that can be used as a storm shelter. Scoutmasters are also trained on weather apps and how to respond to weather emergencies. Stay tuned to the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network on WOBM for more updates. I'm Jen Ursillo. Now here's Dan Zarrow with Shore Weather.
After an active week of nasty thunderstorms and flooding, we have much happier weather settling in just in time for the weekend. For today, partly sunny skies, an isolated shower or thunderstorm is possible at some point. It'll be warm and fairly humid. Inland high 82, cooler near the coast in the 70s today. A few clouds tonight with possible fog, low around 70. And for tomorrow, we'll see sun with passing clouds, maybe a pop-up thunderstorm, high of 85. From the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
All right, thank you, Dan. Right now, we've got 73 degrees. Coming up this hour, 7:45, we'll give you a chance to win. It is lottery. It's a different type of ticket this weekend with the box office.
Yeah, oh, it's a lot of fun. It's on the way.
10 after laughter. Coming up as well.